And welcome back to the NAPB's Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm your host for this evening, and you are listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget that also you can always listen to the shows again by going to the NAGB's website at www.nagb.org.bs. You can just scroll around and look at all the shows that are happening at the NAGB, but if you go to the Learn menu and scroll down to Adult and Public Programs, you'll find the Blank Canvas tab, and you can listen to the last week's show, and you can listen to actually all of the old shows going back several years, so it's a really great archive. And you can also like forward that link to a friend. The MP3 is there. You can share things that you think are interesting. Again, while you're there on the NAGB's website, please always take the time to look around, see what's upcoming. The NAGB has a lot of talks and activities. Many of them are free. They've got summer camp coming up again. It's going to be a hybrid event, so it's going to be in person and online. So that's always a really fun thing to do for kids in the summer. We've all been stuck with our kids for already a year, so keeping them active is always something to do. And again, the NAGB just really provides a lot of information. So just go to the website, check it out, and of course, listen to the Blank Canvas. So tonight we're talking about the show that opens tomorrow night at Turn called Notions of Self. It's an exhibition that presents the work of four contemporary artists from the Caribbean. Three of them are Bahamian, Dominique Knowles, Heino Schmidt, and Tessa Whitehead, who we heard before the break, and one from Jamaica, Leisha Johnson, who's currently living in Chicago. Notions of Self reflects on selfhood and identity within a neo-colonial world, and the works on view reflect the commonalities of identification markers that exist within the Caribbean. And that's why we always, like at Turn, want to bring in artists also from other countries in the region to speak about, again, the things we share, the commonalities. Of course, we all have very different cultures as well, different languages sometimes, different colonizer, but there are these underpinning sort of similarities that we can discuss. So one of the artists is Leisha Johnson. Leisha, welcome to the Blank Canvas again. You've been on before many years ago. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm good. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. You were on, you did a show at the NAGB too. That was, one of the Double Dutch shows that was with Edrin Simonet. It was of Skin and Sand. You did an amazing like mural basically in the ballroom. It was really, how long ago was that now? That was a while ago.
I tried to remember too. I think it's,
years?
I don't know, 2015.
Yeah,
is it 20?
Maybe 2015, 2016, 2014? Yeah, maybe longer, 5-6 years. So probably. What have you been up to in that period? Just catch us up to where you've been. At the time, you were living in Jamaica. You've been in Chicago. Tell us what you've been up to and how where you are these days, what you're doing.
Well, I after that, I came to Chicago to do my MFA. So mainly that's the reason why I came here. I came here in 2018. I felt I was kind of pushed out because I wanted to get the work in a direction that that I knew my environment had, you know, had precedence on that, and I needed to release it in a way.
You needed to find space to like speak your truth, basically.
That and find other rooms of expression and create connections with like a bigger art world.
I
wanted to be a part of that larger conversation.
Yeah, no, that's important. And I think it's something that's hard for all of us living in the Caribbean is that you end up sort of speaking. I mean, and it happens anyhow, like, you know, in chat, you know, you always end up finding people like you in a way and like chat rooms. But when you're in your country, you're really, your group is quite small because, you know, the art world is quite small in our countries. And then within that art world, there are other sort of, not divisions, but, right? And so you end up with really a small group of people. Sometimes you need those outside kind of critiques or points of view. So has that been fruitful for your practice? Do you feel that like it's grown, that it's changed, and in what way do you find?
It has grown significantly, I'd say. For one, I'm now kind of hitting myself on the head saying I should have done this earlier, but I think also because I came here more maturely, there was just this kind of magnetism to kind of take on a lot of information. I think the best part about or what my practice benefited from was just simply trying to understand where the borders between the Caribbean and the larger Western world ends or begins. Mm-hmm. That was my first critique. I needed to kind of see where art history in our art history. And so that was kind of like my entry point. I needed to understand why we're seeing so much of an outsider, even though there are other people. And I had to literally dig and find other people, like people who are like me or people who are from the Caribbean, or, you know, why is it then that they don't have this conversation about identity and the Caribbean in their practice? And then, so for example, if I'm going to have this conversation, which parts am I going to take on? Which parts of the kind of, you know, established art world am I going to take on? And which parts of the Caribbean am I going to continue? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think it's a brand new realm. And that's kind of like where the artworks connecting, or mm-hmm. where the artworks kind of stitching together. And all of that, mm-hmm. while including myself, because that was also a big challenge for me. I needed to find out where I could insert self in the work. I think more than anything else, the work before was kind of very, very kind of, you know, social commentary.
It was social commentary. And even though it probably touched on things that were relevant to you. So it touched on sort of masculinity, ideas of masculinity in Jamaican, especially in dance hall. And that kind of weird, I mean, I got to say, this is very weird, kind of almost invisible boundary between like what's hyper-masculine and what's actually, you know, queer. And I remember finding that out, like, it only kind of really struck me when I went to live in Italy. And I was like, on the beach, I'm like, are these guys, are they gay or are they just really macho? Like, I can't figure it out, you know? So I have that in like Jamaican culture as well. So how do you feel like the work you insert? And I mean, that's very apropos given the show's called Notions of Self. How did you insert yourself into the work, or how did that manifest? How do you feel that manifested, that taking it more from like an observation of society to speaking more from your, you know, about you?
It's a little complicated there, but I think the basis is that the work talks about queerness. Mm-hmm. And it talks about not just queerness from a dancehall perspective, but it talks about the historical. Mm-hmm. It talks about the invisible. It talks about the performance and just the blurring lines between what's the land and what's you as an individual, as a person. Mm-hmm. And, it plays with stereotypes around blackness. It kind of makes fun of it in a similar way in terms of what the characters were doing before, but it's very, very much kind of utilizing the silhouette in a way. And then I use a lot of layering as a part of that process. And what happens is there's a kind of collapsing point between the character that I use to create and the method of creation. So the painting is part drawing, part painting. And I remember what Tessa was talking about in terms of the construction of a painting, where you start off with drawing. I do it in reverse. So the paintings that you have on... Yeah, so the paintings you have in the exhibition are charcoal drawings on top of paint. Mm-hmm. And there are layers underneath that I then have to peel off. And it's a kind of utilizing a kind of a Pentimento technique where I would start the painting and then I would abandon it, cover it over, but I would choose to keep parts of it and then draw on top of that with another stencil. So it's like a couple layers of stencils, and then the removal and the interaction of these things blur or distort. There's this kind of constant flux that happens between the figures and the background and your understanding of what they are. Because, for me, that holds in this kind of essence of what's, I want to say odd, but queer, I guess, applies there, but queer in terms of oddness, and then how we psychologically associate these things with bodies in general, and how they behave, and, you know, what they do. So it became this kind of very interesting process using dancehall again, but then the character and all these other things. And when they clash, they become just something new.
Yeah.
And that, for me, is the best part.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, I mean, there's a lot going on there, because I feel like when you're talking about, like, erasing and layers, I feel like that has a lot to do with identity, right? How we, like, hide ourselves, how we then reveal mm-hmm. ourselves, and especially, like, you know, I'm the mother of a queer child, too, so I understand, like, in the Caribbean, you know, how that can be this kind of, you know, there's moments of, like, boldness, but then there's moments of retreat again, and, like, when you share what you share, and when you... when, you know, when it's safe to share or when it's not. And I think we all do that, even, you know, even as a straight white lady, like you still, you know, there's moments where you feel like you have to put on a mask and then you can take it off again. And so that speaks to me a lot about, again, the finding of self. But I also find with your paint, you know, having watched your painting progress, definitely, like your work before was amazing and I loved it, but I feel like it's just, it has literally become like more layered and like sort of deeper, you know, so metaphorically, you know, as well as kind of literally, like it was very sort of, you know, two dimensional before, sort of flat. And now you just, you've kind of like got this depth and the painting, you know, you've really become a painter. In a way that I think before, you know, before you were working with paint maybe, or you were working on materials, but you've really become a painter. And actually, I look at it, and I mean, I know that very often artists are like, don't compare my work to anybody else, but I actually see Bacon in there. I really do. Like sometimes I look at
the way, definitely,
you know, that kind of deconstruction of the deconstruction of the face, and that kind of merging of the figure and inanimate objects, which also happened with him, like his figures like merged with like sides of beef or like a chair, and yours is sort of merging with the landscape, which I think is really interesting, again, in relation to Tessa's work, because you're both kind of using the foliage to kind of hide and reveal yourselves, which I think is really interesting. And when you think about then history of landscape, know, in both, in all of our countries, in Jamaica and the Bahamas, both for women and men, how that relationship with landscape could be like really, really complicated. So so I've watched it. So again, I'm really excited. I actually haven't seen, so we got the crate yesterday and we're unpacking it today, so I'm like so excited. I just can't wait, like after this taping I'm gonna be like rushing. But I've seen, like, of course, the 2D images, and one of the pieces, I mean, they're both beautiful, but one is like super complicated. It makes me even think of like a kind of painting from the 18th century of like sort of maybe a battle. This is all these kind of bodies, and it's kind of really interesting. I can't wait to like really get in there and take a good look. So I'm excited for that. Yeah. So we're going to go to a quick break. We're going to come back then and talk to both artists. We just heard from Leisha Johnson, who is originally from Jamaica. He's recently been living in Chicago, and actually you're also the Leslie Lohman Fellow this year, which is a museum in New York. Which is exciting, and he's coming to us from Chicago, and also Tessa Whitehead, who's also in the show Notions of Self, who is a Bahamian artist, but is also has some Jamaican roots, which is, you know, again, I hadn't thought about till we got on the show together, and they're both in the show Notions of Self, which opens tomorrow night at the Turn Gallery on Mahogany Hill, so please come out, and again, we do have COVID restrictions, so it's on for 4 hours between 4 and 8 p.m., but you can come earlier, we'll be there all day. You can also, if you miss it, you can come another day. The show will be up until the end of August. And Notions of Self is a show reflecting on selfhood and identity within the neo-colonial world. And all the artists are basically sort of uncovering their own selves and revealing themselves to the audience through their work. And there are four artists, three Bahamians, Dominique Knoll, Heine Schmidt, and Tessa Whitehead, who you've heard from, and then joining us from Jamaica, Leisha Johnson. And that's, again, opening tomorrow night, so we hope to see you there. We're going to come back from a short break. We're going to speak some more with Leisha and Tessa. You are listening to the NAGB's Blank Canvas. I'm Amanda Coulson, your host, and you're listening to Guardian Talk Radio 96.9. We're going to be right back after this break.